Welcome to The Lion's Den with Seth, a podcast where progressive men and women can learn and teach each other the ways of the land. The Lion's Den is where royalty comes to council. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Seth.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? Welcome to another Lion's Den with Seth, and I am your host, y'all. And I want to say happy Veterans Day for all of you out there that have served. I applaud you. We appreciate you and everything that you have done, and including your family. So here you go. Yes. Y'all, it's just so important to take this time out. You can be anywhere in the world, but you happen to be on today, and I appreciate it. If this is your first time checking this out, make sure you're sharing this, and you're liking, and even if you're on YouTube, you're subscribing to this, because what Lion's Den is, it's an opportunity to talk about all things leadership, growth, development with a call to action. And we could not do this if it wasn't for you. Now, what I'm doing is I'm going to take a pause from the group, okay, and my fellas, to really focus in on an individual that is able to give some real good, deep conversations about the VFW, all right? For those of you that don't know what the VFW is, it's the Foreign Veteran Wars. And what happens is it's an organization in the community, right, 501c3, that focus on the veterans, specifically veterans and their families. But the thing is, I'm not going to give you everything, even though I'm a part of the VFW and also the commander of the local VFW here at outside of Scott Air Force Base, post 4183. There's more information that I would love for you to hear, not from me, right? Because you see this beautiful face all the time, but today is going to be a special treat. And then also to let you know, you don't have to be old and crusty, right, to be a VFW member. Oh yeah, it smells like Geritol up in there. Shame on you. No, it doesn't. It smells like Hennessy. No, I'm joking. But it's a good time. We all come together and really take care of the community. It's so many things that we do out there. So what I may do is introduce to you our guest, and I'm so happy that he agreed to be on. So again, in honor of this Veterans Day weekend and this year Veterans Day, I'm proud to have the Collinsville VFW Post Commander, Post 5691, Commander Alonzo Skip, and called him Skipper, right, on the show. So he is a Navy veteran. I know he didn't do Air Force, but it's okay. We're going to pass that on this time, right? We're not going to hold against him. But anyway, he served on the USS LaSalle, I believe it is, LaSalle. I'll let him say that, right, because I don't want to jack it up. Also known as the Great White Ghost of the Arabian Coast, right? He has a passion for post honor guard and nursing homes, and, you know, with veterans and nursing homes. And so he helps out the veterans as much as possible. And he's going on his third year as being the post commander. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for Skip. There you go. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Man, it's going good. It's going good, man. Welcome to the den. So just to tell our audience a little bit about you.
So, like you said, I am a Navy veteran. Been the post commander for about 3 years. I was on board of the USS LaSalle.
LaSalle.
Okay. The Great White Ghost of the Arabian Coast. It was stationed in Bahrain, 91 to 95. So okay. That's what qualified me for the VFW. At that time, you talk about passion, you talk about veterans, you know, what's always been near and dear to my heart is the honor guard. So I was a member at large, as you probably already kind of know what that's all about. But my dad passed away. He was a Marine, and I reached out to the VFW, and the honor guard gave my dad my honors, his military honors. And at that point, the commander of the honor guard, he asked me if I wanted to be a member of the guard. And I was like, yeah, that's the least I can do for what you guys did for me. And been on the guard ever since and became a member of the post. And next thing you know, I'm now the post commander. So, you know.
No. It happened. I believe, you know, a little bit more deeper than that, man. But it's super, super dope. The fact that you saw that from one side of it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you've been the commander almost 3 years. So now, yeah. What have you seen has been the most beneficial for you?
Well, the one thing that I mentioned to you is just personal growth. So dealing with when I became the post commander, the COVID started. So the honor guard shut down, the post shut down, and I was trying to figure out what I could do. And the one thing I thought about was the nursing home. So started talking about the activities director. We were not allowed to go in there at that time. But come to find out there was 18 veterans in one of our local nursing homes. So we reached out to them, and next thing you know, the one thing that people don't realize in these nursing homes, a lot of these folks, you know, they get about $30 a month after the state takes everything from them and all that stuff. That's not much money. So, we thought that it would be warranted to try to keep it local. Let's reach out to the people that need it the most. That would be them. They gave us a list of what they wanted for Christmas, and which I thought was kind of cool. Not what the nursing home said they needed, but what they wanted. And we went out, we raised some money, and we didn't have much money at the time. You know, we were hurting just like every other post. And we presented it to them. The honor guard went down there in their courtyard. We gave them, we did the gun volley and all that stuff. And we didn't do taps. You know, we just felt that wasn't being, wasn't
no,
a good day. But
no.
Yeah. But it was, it's something that I've been going with for, I don't know, since I've been commander. There's some old gal that's down there that, she don't really have much family. And, you know, I drop off, you know, flower once in a while with from her secret admirer. She don't even know who's doing it. She, you know, she likes her stuffed animals and stuff. And, you know, all the nurses know about it. But this has been going on for about 2 years. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. It's just trying to make people's day. That's all we're trying to do. You know,
absolutely.
That's all we're trying to do. But, there's a lot that the post does that really, frankly, a lot of people don't know about. You know, we reach out to like the Fisher House. You know, it's the Ronald McDonald for veterans. Right. You know, Got Your Six. They're in Maryville. I didn't even know they were next door to us. And they do the veterans dogs. You know, for guys with PTSD and USO. You know, we just did a donation to the USO. All the Army guys are going to be rolling through there for Thanksgiving. We do that every year. So, you know, it's just. There's so much that we do for veterans that, and we just show honor. We show honor to veterans. And like I said, at the end of the day, you know, it's, you know, we earn the right to be a member of the BFW. And, you know, I take a hell of a lot of pride in what we do. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Likewise. And now you and I both know it's not easy being a commander. Now, if you can explain, it's, man, I just, yeah, I'm going through it now. And I honestly, I would say this, it is an honor. Okay. It is an honor because you have been elected to, you know, lead and to be the, I guess, the beacon of light for a post, a professional organization, still professional, right? In arms. Yeah. Now, so can you explain the difference between a VFW with and without an auxiliary detachment?
So the auxiliary, it supports the post. Mm-hmm. You know, my, and you were in my forum, you heard my auxiliary president talk. You know, every post is different, but, you know, our thought process is, you know, we're we're two different groups, but we're all one team. You know, we always get together. We try to come up with a game plan, and we're always on the same page. And we always try to keep it up being fun. Because, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I did a percentage a while, but it just, the average age of a VFW members is mid-60s, Vietnam guys.
That's right.
And, you know, and that's a large percentage. And the truth of it is, you know, I had seven members pass away so far this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sad. You know just as well as I do. You become friends with all these guys.
That's right.
You know, and I mean, we're family. You know, I don't know you personally, but we're family. You know, we're all part of the same family. And you know, it's rough. Now, the one thing I can say on the positive note is there's a lot of guys out there that are our age that probably joined the post a while back and they started having families and they fell off. You know, we drive around town. We're those crazy fools that's knocking on doors and trying to get guys back in the post and stuff. And the truth of it is we're getting a lot of younger guys back there, but you know, it's something that we've been striving to do. Shelly, my auxiliary president, she's my age. She's your age. You know, we're all in the same kind of age category, but she does a lot. We just did the Buddy Poppy drive. And so, and I'm sure you guys do the same thing, but what we do is the, when we get all these donations, we take that money. And what I do is I divide that money by 12. So, you know, we do a $500 donation a month, period. And we try to get the membership involved, and it might be a veteran in distress that might need a little bit of help. Keep it local, you know, the nursing home and, you know, the food pantry, you know, even, you know, it's just a lot of these non-for-profit organizations that just need help. And truth be told, you know, you can go 20 different directions. And as a post commander, you know, you probably guide your post, you know, membership to different things that you have a kind of a liking for. Mine just so happens to be a nursing home. That's the one thing that's near and dear to my heart. You know?
Yeah, I think that's good. So when it comes down to the auxiliary, just to let our audience understand what that is when you have a part of your post that is separate from, I will assume, a traditional VFW member. That means that individual that's a part of the auxiliary post could be a spouse, a dependent, meaning a son, daughter, or your aunt, or is it aunt, uncle, grandmother, yeah, grandfather, right? And mm-hmm. All the way until a cousin, right? Then that's it, or what?
I think it might cut off at that, but
yeah, cut off at that, right? So that means that you essentially get the family involved. Now, our post does not have the liberty of that, so we are truly dependent on our VFW members and the individuals that come in, you know, throughout the day or whatever the case is, and ask them if they're interested in being involved if they're not a member, right? Because we're right outside of Scott Air Force Base, which is a great location to be. Now, another question is what, and I've heard many of these, right? Different myths. So what would you say is some myths that you've heard about the VFW that you would like to debunk?
Well, probably the number one that you're probably already thinking, it's a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the VFW we do have a place where members can go and sit down and have a drink with other members. But we're nothing but a bar. Yeah. We're not a bar. We're a veterans organization supporting veterans. That's what we are. You know, a lot of old guys sitting around, you know, doing old guys stuff. And as a younger guy, right, as a Desert Storm era guy, I get a lot of enjoyment listening to the older guys talk about their experiences. Mm-hmm. unfortunately, there's not enough, there's not a lot of WW2 guys left, or Korea.
That's right.
But there's a hell of a lot of Vietnam guys, and if you just sit back and just listen to them, I think you'd be amazed to listen to them if they would privilege you with some of their stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another myth, like I said before, is that it's only, that's what I've heard, it's only for old people. You know what I mean? Oh, that's where all the old people go, and I'm not old enough. But, you know, it, when you find out what it truly is, and that's an opportunity for you to continue to serve, right? And to serve your community and still have the same, you know, the same core values that you embody while you were in, or even if you transition out, you can still have that place there. So what would you say to individuals that's younger, right? That's in the, I would say, Operation Enduring Freedom era, or the, you know, the Iraqi war area era. What would you say to them if they were interested in being part of the VFW?
I would say, just come on down and just have a conversation. You know, what we offer to our community is we offer we pay the first year membership. A lot of posts do that, but my spin on it is, you know, give us a shot for a year, see what you think. If you like what you see, then continue with your membership. If you don't like what you see, I'm sorry. Thank you for your service and have a great day. You know, it's just at the end of the day, you know, people need to be open-minded and come on down and just see what we're all about.
Absolutely. And I agree. And, you know, one of the hardest things too, that I've seen on the other side before I became actively, you know, involved in the VFW, was a lack of promotion. So you want to talk about ways that your posts and other posts should get on board with promoting about their VFW?
So, yeah. So, I mean, we use social media. I think Facebook is good. It's free. I got a guy that's an IT guy. He's 20 plus years Marine. You saw him speak. He retired as an E9, as a top sergeant, I guess, yeah. Marine Corps, and a super smart guy. The VFW offers you can get a VFW website for free for the first year. The way we do it is we promote all of our ins and outs of our posts, hall rentals, fundraisers. I mean, you know, everything from A to Z, and we have a donation button. You know, people donate to the auxiliary and we maintain that website by those donations. And the big thing that we like to do is we like to recognize our membership. You know, if they have a birthday, or if they do something above and beyond, you know, come in and volunteer. Just simply thanking your membership for what, you know, for volunteer. I remember when I first came in there, they were stagnant. They needed a spark. And nothing against the older membership. I think the older membership has done their duty over the several years, but they're tired. They need younger guys to come in and help pick up the slack. My quartermaster, he's up in the age, but he does one hell of a job. And actually, you know, I've had some comments from let's just say from some family members. Thanks for letting my dad come down and do what he's doing. You're keeping them going.
There we go.
You know, it's a beautiful thing. And but always promote what you guys are doing. You know, we always try to promote. We let the community know what we're doing. We're just open. You know, when we make donations, you know, all that money that community has given us to allow us to donate $500 a month, we let the community know, this is where your money's going. This is how we're putting it to work. And, you know, every year it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're bringing more money in, so we're able to donate more money out.
See, that's beautiful. And yeah. I think people don't understand that the working machine is based off of, you know, giving, right? And still having that love to serve. Even for those that can't do it, that's still a way that they can be a part of that change. Man, that's mm-hmm. awesome. And you Absolutely. Said something too that made some sense that I really didn't think about, but I really want to incorporate moving into this season is just giving, you know, Christmas cards. Or even birthday cards, you know what I mean? Just having a stack of them, like we have everyone's birthday, right? Why not? Just to say, hey, happy birthday, you know, and keep it pushing. It's okay. Just to let individuals know you're more than just a member. You are a part of the family. So what other things have you guys done to incorporate, you know, individuals that's not actively coming, but they're still a member?
So if you could, hold on that question one second. There's one thing that came up a while back, and I think it's warranted for your program.
What's that?
Especially with veterans as they come along. So the state commander will hand out a list of all these members that fell off the list. And so me and my wife, we're driving around, we're plugging in the addresses, and we're driving around, and I plug in this address. It takes us to the nursing home for all these veterans that we adopted. So anyway, I walked in there and I asked, I didn't even know who this gentleman was. He wasn't even on our list. And I'm like, is so-and-so here? And she goes, yeah, he's sitting over there. And anyway, I had my hat on. He knew who I was, you know, and I walked in. I was like, hey, I said, you so-and-so? He goes, yes, I am. And I said, were you a member of the VFW at one time? Mm-hmm. And boy, he looked at me and boy, he started tearing up. He goes, yep. He goes, I got sick and I came over here. I didn't have my money to maintain my membership. I said, well, today's your lucky day. I said, would you like to be a member of the VFW? Boy, that guy just started breaking down crying. So I always keep hats in my truck. And I went out there and grabbed one of the hats and I welcomed to the post and I gave him the hat in front of all of his buddies that was at the post, and I gave him the salute. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's things like that. And if there's any VFW officers that's watching this, take that list and reach out to these guys, because you'd be surprised who you come across. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, it's sad that things like this happen and these guys are forgotten, but you know, Just take that to heart. And I know it's a lot of work and I burn through a lot of gas at $4 a gallon, but yeah. but at the end of the day, it's worth it. And these folks should never, ever be forgotten about.
There you go. So here, check it out. Speaking of individuals that we shouldn't forget about, one of my fellow Lion is back in the building. What's going on, Herb? Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, I do. I like jokes.
Hey, here's something funny. His name is Skip.
I know. I saw his last name is Skipper.
Yeah. Hey, so Skipper, look, this is Herm. This is another one of my Lions. I didn't know if he was going to make it or not. So we got it moving. But yeah, Herm, this is Skip. Skip, this is Herm. He's the commander at the post in Collinsville. Okay. And man, has some great information. And now we're going to get ready to transition. And I want to ask you, Skip. Commander Skip. I won't call you Skip, but no, Commander Skip. When we're talking about leading now, right? So commander to commander, right? And Herm, he served, right, as senior master sergeant. He retired a couple of years as well.
Thank you for your service.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for yours.
And so, how imperative would you say it is to still keep the leader's ethos even in the VFW? Because remember, now we're volunteering. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're not getting paid for this. And I mean, you can get a lot of attitudes and flack from individuals just because you're holding them accountable. So what would you say about that?
So my thought on that is yes, we are all volunteers. I got out after 4 years as an E5. So I got, you know, top sergeants, E9s and all that stuff. Great guys. But and yeah, there's a lot of attitude, and there's a lot of opinions and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, we're all individuals. We all have opinions, and like it or not like it, you need to listen to it, and you need to be open, because, you know, when I first came aboard, you know, and I told them, you know, during COVID and stuff, we couldn't do much anyway. And I kept on pushing nursing. I'm like, these poor souls, they don't have nothing. I said, you know, we go in, we open our fridge, we can do what we want, we can go where we want, you know, but when it comes to leadership, I think at the end of the day, you know, be open, understand that we are all individuals, and we all have opinions. But, you know, on the flip side of the coin, I think just a simple thank you goes a long way also.
Yeah. What you think, Herb?
I think a lot of people like to hear thank you, right? First of all, let me apologize for being late to everybody. You know what I mean? But we're here and get popping. And Commander Skip, I'm glad you're here to talk about the VFW. Being at Scott Air Force Base, that's the most I've ever been to a VFW. I never really went to them a lot. You know, I've been in the military for 21 years. But knowing Seth, you know, Seth and Larry, they always want to drag people to the VFW, right? So y'all might have talked about this, you know what I mean? But I'm going to get into it if you don't mind. I know VFW for eating chicken wings and getting my Jack Daniels, right? That's what I know. I mean, that's what I know VFW for. People say, hey, why don't you become a member, right? And I'm thinking, I mean, are y'all going to give me a discount on my Jack Daniels and chicken wings? No. So then why should I be a member of the VFW? What is the VFW? How can the VFW enhance me, or how can I enhance the VFW? And what is the benefit of me enhancing the VFW? Does that question make sense to you, Commander Skip?
I think I always go back to personal growth. You know, to give back to the community is everything to me. Mm-hmm. And like I was telling Seth, you know, the post gave to me is when my dad passed away, as he was a Marine. They gave my dad military honors. That was, I did not realize he wanted it, and that locked me in, and I haven't looked back since. And you know, it's good for the soul. It's good for the soul to do good things to people that need. And you know, just at the end of the day, it's personal growth for me all the way.
Personal growth. Is the VFW involved in like are they veteran advocates? You know what I'm saying? Are they doing things, you know what I'm saying, like outreach programs for veterans and things of that nature? I understand the personal growth piece. Mm-hmm. By all means, I'm all for that. Yeah. But is there anything on a either broad scale, smaller scale that the VFW does that is like, you know what, this is how we are taking care of vets out there that's out there struggling or, you know, needing help?
We always look to the membership to see if we ever have a comrade in distress. You know what I'm talking about. You know, that's the degree that we do it. I'm involved with the VAC. The VAC does a lot of has a lot of programs for veterans. You know, veterans in need. You know, their disabilities, and I mean, they just do a whole gamut of stuff. From my standpoint at my post, I like to keep it simple. I like to keep it simple. I like to keep the VFW in the face of everybody here in Collinsville. But I'm sure there's tons of different things that we could probably get involved with. My post was in, when I came on board, we were in the middle of a rebuild. Okay. We lost a lot of members, due to just walking away, you know, especially with COVID. We had a lot of members. We lost a lot of members during COVID, some of the older gentlemen and ladies that we had there. And but right now, I think just trying to do a good, solid rebuild, try to get some good, solid leadership there, try to get some relief for some of the older guys that's been grinding away year after year. They love to see us younger guys come down there and take a hold. You know, I'm always in communication with my district commander through the state leadership. Bringing members back to the post has really been upfront with us. You know, they're always wanting us to bring members back to the post anyway. You always hear about, you know, you got to get your numbers and your percentage or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's not really about that. It's about trying to bring some good, solid members back to the post that they can help us grow. So that's what we've been doing.
Yeah. And then also to that point, Herm, there's different programs, like he was stating, that, you know, VFWs lean into heavier. Like, for example, at our post, we really lean into the youth, right? And the scouts, you know, because of our quartermaster, Ron Milton, but he's really deep into that. But it's also within our programs, right? So do you have certain things that your posts are supposed to do throughout the year? Right. But then we also make sure not only we're doing things with the youth, but we still have a close working relationship with the base. So we may do something at the BX. Right. Or we may do something with the guard. Right. Or different squadrons so that we can help them. And then they in turn help us out and we can do collective things. For example, we had a diaper drive a few months ago. Right. That diaper drive was diapers being collected all around, but it was specifically for the first sergeant's group to give diapers to the airmen and the surrounding families that can't, you know, pay for it because everything, you know, the increase of everything went on up, right?
Yeah.
So that's at post level. But then when you go higher, I mean, that's when you get into, all right, the burn pit issue, right? You have that issue. Even back in the day, the 9/11, right? The post GI Bill, all of that. Right. So that's up at the higher level. But at the post level, I believe one of the things is, and you can hit me if I'm wrong, Skip, or your thoughts. When you find out where you are and what's going on in your community and you're right there, that's when you can affect it and then get your surrounding veterans involved in your post to be more, you know, to galvanize, to be more of a service.
Okay. Well, you can customize your post or however you see fit.
Yep.
You know, we do get involved with the scouts. That I have one of my post members, his kids are in it, and we're always doing stuff with the scouts. We do the flag retirement. You know, that's big for you know, for the scouts to come out and participate with that. The Patriot Pin, Voice Democracy, that's middle school, high school level, scholarships, teacher of the year, firefighter of the year, the police officer. I mean, you can go on and on, but like Seth was saying, you know, at a post level, we can customize our posts to what the membership's passions are. You know, I always reach out to the membership. I'm like, you know, we for instance, we have a guy that, he sits back in the back of the meeting. He's real quiet, passionate about taking photos. You know, now he's our post photographer. You know, he thought that was just, he's like, really? So you're on? I'm like, yeah. I said, you know, but it's little things like that where you can engage guys and you let them know that they're, you know, there's things that they can do at the post that's important. You know,
that you see him. Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
Do you guys feel like the VFW is an older person's game, though?
No.
When it comes to membership, do you guys have problems getting the younger 20-somethings in? Or do you see that not as an issue?
Well, what you think, like me personally, and I'll answer this from my point of view, I think individuals will gravitate to what you're excited about. You know, like if I'm at a commander's call and I am totally turned up talking about the VFW, I'm giving them information they didn't know. I said, hey, did you know that you can do this, this, and this, and this? Yeah, did you know you can do this and this? So I believe when the excitement rubs off, right, and instead of expecting them to come to your post to tell them about your post, you go to where they are and tell them about your post and invite them. What you think, Skip?
So a prime example. So last year, we really started turning it up. We gained 24 new members, I think, is what we ended up with. And I think we reinstated maybe we ended up with close to 50 new members last year.
Nice.
And the truth of it is the reason why they came back to the post is they're seeing what we're doing. This year we're right around 40 new members and reinstates to the post of right now. But now these are all younger guys that they probably joined the BFW after they got out. They started, you know, having their kids and all that stuff. And, you know, now their kids are maybe a little bit older and they're seeing what we're doing on social media. You'd be surprised if you throw a little positivity out there and show people what you're doing and try to keep it upbeat, you know, the worst thing that a post can allow to happen is guys come in there or gals come in there with an attitude and just sour everybody up. You know, that's nothing that we tolerate in our post. And I'm just straight up with them. You know, I'm just like, look, you know, this is not accepted here. You know, my kids go there. My mom goes there. It's a family affair. And, you know, if something, you know, and you know how it goes, you know, I mean, you're every once in a while you get one of those guys and, you know, you try to pull them aside and, you know, most of the time we can kind of work out the deal, but, you know, it's all about trying to keep the BFW image in a positive manner in the community, let them know what we're doing and let them know we're here to stay. And, you know, it's been working for us, you know. I don't have a magic wand, but you know, numbers don't lie. And the one thing that people don't understand is when you bring a new member to the post and you get that guy to join, you know, you got to stay engaged with these folks.
Right.
Uh-oh. Look like his internet kind of froze up. Is he froze on your end?
Yeah, he froze on my end. Oh, come on, come back to a Skip.
Come on, Skip.
Skip.
But yeah, man. It's crazy too. Here, let me go ahead and remove him real quick. I'll check and see if he comes back on. Mm-hmm. You know, it is crazy when you got individuals that want to be involved, but they don't really know how. And so they may, you know, give their membership and everything, but then we drop them off, right? Like, we don't explain to them, hey, this is what it is to be a member. This is the things that you can do. This is when our next meeting is, and this is how the meetings run. Right. And then, you know, then let them know, hey, this is how you can be involved, blah, blah, blah. This is how you can do this. You know what I'm saying? But it's different, man, because the other part of it is when you got individuals that get out the military, they still want to serve. Like, you didn't just join the military, you know what I mean, because you just wanted to leave. You know, like you just wanted to leave the neighborhood, you want to serve. So when you come and you become a part of the VFW, you're a member, like you was in the military, but now how do you become involved? So I believe it's our responsibility, not just as the commanders, but our team and everybody, even individuals that's working behind the bar, they should be able to echo what it means to be a part of that post. Welcome back, Skip. What's going on?
I lost you for a second.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. But to your point, though, you know, as far as individuals being involved into, you know, coming to your post and being a part of that positive attitude, it's important. Very important.
Right. For sure.
Every VFW I walked into, I always felt like a family feel. Not necessarily always with me, you know what I'm saying, but within each other at the very least. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's not many places. Well, it's not many places you go into and feel like that. They all know each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a big family unit. So I guess that's another pretty good reason to join a VFW, right? You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a place of belonging, you know what I mean? Why not the VFW? They all at least got one thing in common with you, you know what I'm saying, is that they serve.
That's right.
And so they can understand a lot of the things that you talk about that people that's never served, you know what I'm saying? They really have a difficulty understanding why certain things bother you.
Right, right.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's like you could say this to a person and be like, I know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's a fact.
So how long have you been with the VFW, Scott? Skip, I'm sorry.
You're good. So my wife, she as a birthday present, she joined me as a VFW member at large. So that was probably 10 years ago, roundabout.
Okay.
And the funny story is when I became a post commander, I was never a post officer. I was never a post anything. So when I became a post commander, I didn't have a clue about bylaws and all these things we got going. I didn't know about any of it. And the truth of the matter is, my wife, we got on the internet and I just typed in VFW Illinois officer or whatever, and it sent me to somebody. I got a phone number and I called him. He kind of laughed and my first year was I got the post suspended for 3 months because it was a mess, but I learned a lot too.
What you do, Skip?
Well, so the
you know you're not supposed to bring strippers in, Strip.
No. So we missed out on a handful of quarterly reports, okay. Financial reports, and this would been going on before me, and I was just not knowledgeable about it, and the truth of it is, I was stressed, I was upset, I was about ready to walk away. I was like, I didn't have the support group around me, and I was like, then I said, this is all volunteer, this is way too much for me. But that's when the team, the my post brothers and sisters came around me and they dug us out of that hole. And so after the first year, we kind of fell on our feet. The second year, we were very successful. We got the All-American post, and we ranked number 3 in the nation within our division. So that was really good. And just a lot of good stuff was happening. And me and my wife, we were sitting around and I told her, I said, talking with some other post officers and stuff, this is a common theme throughout the VFW. You get all these guys that's been doing this for years. They're burned out. They get somebody new in and they run. They're like, good luck. And so that's why we opened up the forum and, post level officers just to talk back and forth and start just kind of a support group for each other. And, I'm in constant contact with some of these guys and gals now. And, it's been an interesting ride for sure. But about 10 years I've been in the BFW. So
it's a pretty good turnaround though, to be go for suspended to number 3 in the world.
Skip, I did not know that. So I've been a part of the VFW on and off, a member for about 6-7 years, but I was only there as a DJ.
Right.
Okay? Because I would DJ for
it. I can see that.
Yeah, right. Right. Because of this. So I would DJ, and Ron would always say, hey, don't you come on. He's extra with the, membership. Come on and do it. I'm like, okay, whatever. And so, I had a conversation with I spoke at the Rotary Club in here in O'Fallon. And I said, when you see a hole somewhere and it's tugging at you, that is an opportunity for you naturally to fill it. I don't have all the answers. Didn't have all of them. I just say, hey, I'm here to serve. That means I was doing it out of wanting to serve, not as of ego saying I want a title of saying that I'm doing this. You get what I mean? So here it is, first year bylaws. I'm still learning the difference between bylaws and the house committee and the post rules and all this. I'm like, what do we do? You know what I mean? But to your point, the most important thing is having a good support system and individuals that bring you to the level of commonality. Say, hey, we're all on the same page. We're going to do this together. We got this.
Absolutely.
Hey, Hey, Commander Skip, y'all got a DJ at y'all's VFW?
We do a karaoke.
I love karaoke.
Hey, it gets a little weird in there from time to time. We get this one crazy fool come in there. He dresses up as Elvis. You know, he looks the part.
Always one.
He looks the part, but man, he's terrible.
Skip, hold on. So you missed it. This is our village idiot right here.
Please. But let me tell you, like, if you ever decide to get a DJ for your VFW to play music. See, I first met him. I first met Seth. He was a DJ. Our first conversation, he was a DJ at VFW, and I happened to be in there. And I walk up and ask him a simple question, like a little request. And like the little prima donna that he is, he looked me up and down and like, You know what I'm saying? He's like DJ No Request or something. You know what I mean?
His show. No,
I'm
no.
Like, can I get one song, dog? You know, man, I just try to get one song.
Skip, what he did was he was like, hey, you know what? Maybe I could DJ. Why don't you let me DJ? You see? But I mean, yeah, but you know, I think too, it's important to have that fun there, right? You have the karaoke, you have the DJs, you have your fish fries. There's some VFWs every Friday. They have fish fries there, right?
Well, yeah, so, we don't do the fish fries so much. The Legion next door does, and we go over there and snag some of their fish.
How's the relationship with the Legion?
We're two separate groups. They got their thing going on. We got our thing going on. We got members of the post that's members of the Legion. My personal feelings is I hate to try to tear myself between two organizations only because, you know, one would suffer, and you know, I like to stay focused on one, but it's good.
There a difference between the two organizations though?
Well, it's just it's, you know, VFW, you know, served in a foreign war, your boots on the ground on foreign soil, or, you know, have you served? So, you know, it just, there's, I never really look at distinct difference between one or the other. You know, we all serve. And, you know, when duty calls, it calls, you know.
You always wonder what the difference was between them two.
So that's what you're saying, Skip. The Legion, they may not have deployed?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you're a member of the VFW, you definitely qualify for the Legion, but if you're a member of the Legion, you might not qualify for the VFW.
Got you. Okay. Got you. All right. Well, look, hold on. Now see Herm's internet. He tapped out for a second. But look, man, is there anything I want to give you an opportunity? Is there anything you would like individuals to know, right? Want to give you a straight fire minute. If there's anything you want individuals to know about VFW in general, your post, or even yourself, go ahead. You got it.
No, just we're here to serve. We're here to serve our veterans. We're here to serve our community. We want to be part of the community. And at the end of the day, if you served in the military, and if you're looking for a place to come, check out the VFW. You know, there's nothing wrong with that at all. We're not a bar. We're a veterans organization, you know, and that's one thing that just drives me nuts. We're definitely not a bar. We're a bunch of veterans getting together and just trying to do a lot of good things for other veterans. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think that's what we are.
That's right on. All right. Hey, Big Herm, what's your final word, brother?
Hey, Commander Skip, man, I appreciate you coming on to shed some light on what the VFW is and why people should actually join the VFW, consider joining the VFW, or at least visit their VFW if they were in the military, still in the military, and just check it out. Because there's plenty of opportunities, like Seth said, to continue serving, you know, plenty of opportunities, you know what I'm saying, to connect with your brothers and sisters that are, at least share that commonality with you, you know what I mean? I'm happy they got to know the VFW while I was in Illinois. The VFW over there outside that back gate is a special place to me. You know, I like to go in there. Feels like family when I go in there. But I gotta get boots on the ground here in Tennessee and figure out what they're about. You know, I need to at least go visit it. And this episode right here has motivated me for that. Thank you, Skip, for coming on.
Right on, right on. Okay, Skip, look, you stand by, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So look, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Lion's Den. We do appreciate you for tuning in, and happy Veterans Day to everyone. And for those of you that did not serve, you can still serve within your community. All right. Just find out how you can help. And if you see a veteran, say hey, say thank you. I never really understood what that meant. Individuals come up to you, thank you for your service. I say, listen, get out of here, get out of my face. But I now understand, I appreciate it. It's an honor to serve, but a thank you will always, always go a long way, because you never know what it can do for a person. So listen, for those of you that's still on, we appreciate y'all. We will see you soon next week. Right on, right on.
Don't get left behind. Stay updated. Make sure to give a thumbs up and catch more on the Lions Pride Network.